What's your first name?
Christine.
Christine. And you're a carer?
Yes, yes. I work as well, but I'm a carer for my husband, yes, okay. Yes.
And what challenges do you face as a carer?
From being a normal, being married for 40-odd years, and he had a stroke over 10 years ago, and now I'm have to help him a lot more and be the person that makes more of the decisions and things in life, because he gets a bit confused and muddled, and he had to take early retirement.
Yes,
so
yeah.
I'm still working, but yeah.
And so personally then, what kind of challenges do you face day to day then? Obviously you're working, it's busy, you're busy.
I don't know, helping him. Sometimes he gets muddled up, and just helping him find things. He's always losing things, although that could be old age anyway. Helping him find things, if he loses something. Just helping him sort of plan sometimes what he's going to wear. Sometimes he gets a bit confused. Helping him with buttons and shoelaces and things like that, really. Yes, yeah.
And it's Carers Week this week.
Yes, I know, yeah.
And why do you think it's important that Carers Week does celebrate and recognise carers?
Because there's a lot of carers, and a lot of them, their work their sort of time and work goes unnoticed, and people aren't always aware that people have to look after somebody at home. And sometimes when you go home, not just go home and relax in front of the TV, you've got to sort of organise something or see what somebody's been doing during the day, during the afternoon, and get them organised and help them. Yes. So.
And have you had help and support from organisations and clubs and groups?
My children are grown up. We've got children and grandchildren, but children are very supportive, and also where I work in a GP surgery, they're sort of quite supportive as well and understanding, and I can sort of say to sometimes patients if they come in their carers, I said to a few people, because I spoke to a gentleman last week and he said, I've given up work to look after my mother full time. And I said to him, well, it's Carers Week next week. So I said, look on the internet and things like that, see what there is for help. Yes.
And so there are any activities or places you go during the week?
No, not really, because I work. Yes, I work. Yeah. But I come here on a Thursday with my husband. He comes on a Tuesday by himself.
Yes.
The lady that runs this, Bridget, she's very aware of some people are vulnerable, and just gives them support and things like that. If my husband says something a bit inappropriate, she just sort of says, "Stop it," or "I'll smack you," or something like that. Laughs it off, really. Yeah.
So why is it important for you to come here on a Thursday?
Well, it's nice to meet other people, and I know people socially, and the food is lovely. And Mrs. Dar is a brilliant cook,
so you're looking forward to lunch.
Very good value. Yeah, it's very good value. The food is very good value and very nice. And she's a very good cook. So we come and we come here on Thursday for a nice curry, really. Yeah.
And if any, like you said, you've a friend's become a carer. What advice or suggestions would you give people that find themselves in that situation?
Well, just find out get as much information as you can. Look on the internet and get as much information as you can, because people don't realise till they actually become a carer how much support there is. Yes, and they just got to find it out, really. So it's good to have a week like Carers Week, so people can find out about it. Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right.